London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
He did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Meanwhile, in Moscow, a senior diplomat said any ceasefire in Syria will not ease Russia's air campaign against the Islamic State group. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb in the capital Damascus have killed at least 20 people. Dozens of other people were said to be wounded, according to activists on the ground. Iraqi forces are still battling Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged around a government complex. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed for 3 days after officials said they needed more time to organize the vote. Elections for president and parliament were originally scheduled for Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority said they will take place Wednesday, December 30th. About 1.7 million people have been registered to vote in the election. Three Palestinian attackers were shot and killed Thursday as they carried out attacks against Israelis. A fourth was killed in a clash with Israeli soldiers. The violence came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israeli citizens that has shown little sign of relenting. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin District Center in Helmand Province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes. A local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed, many more wounded in the air raids. A government spokesman says the counteroffensive led by Afghan special forces was launched in three areas of the important district.
There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. So we will continue to focus on Sangin until Taliban are completely defeated.
Sadiq Siddiqui. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a statement paying tribute to persecuted Christians around the world. Mr. Obama said Thursday that he and First Lady Michelle Obama hold in mind, quoting now, those who have been driven from their ancient homelands by unspeakable violence and